Evening. Our scripture reading this evening comes from the New Testament book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. That is Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. The title of our sermon this evening by Brother Norman will be, Are You Stuck in the Mud? Ephesians 2, 1 through 3. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible, and the word speaks. And you have been quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh, that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Now, Brother Norman.
Truly, God, once again, it's been good to us. He's allowed us to be able to assemble ourselves together this evening to conclude another Lord's Day worship. It's good to see you here if you're visiting with us. We do count you as our honored guest. We're just glad that you came to be a part of this service on this evening. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. O wise, eternal Heavenly Father, we again thank you for this day and for your blessings. Thank you again for just allowing us to be able to come together to sing praises and to study another portion of your divine word. Thank you for those who've taken part in our service thus far. And now it's about to go into your word once again, that we focus upon your word, what it has to say to us in our situation, and Lord, at the conclusion of this message, every thing that we're falling short of, Lord, give us the courage to make the necessary corrections before it's too late. Guide me in your word, the things that I say, Lord, you get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want to talk this evening, are you stuck in the mud? At one time, another. All of us have been stuck in the mud, and it's not a good place to be. Paul knew what it was like to be stuck in the mud. From when we look at our text, he reminds them of how us and us today, of how we were once dead in our trespasses and in our sins, stuck in the mud. But the good news is that we do not have to stay in the mud. Jesus meets us where we are in order to bring us to where we need to be. And so we're going to look this evening at three things from this particular text. The first thing that we need to understand about mud is that mud happens. Mud happens. But it's the ruts that holds us back. I'm talking about the trial. I'm talking about the difficulties and the hardships of life. It's sins, it's failures are given. But God never gave us a promise of escape from these things, but only a way through them. But the key to it is to keep moving. Don't stop. Don't give yourself time to sink in. Keep on moving. And our difficulty is we oftentimes want an explanation for what is going on in our lives, and thus we want to stop and ask for answers that many times cannot be found. And so whether in the sunshine, whether in the rain, God loves us. God cares for us, and he is always at work in our lives. He never stops. He never is detoured. And so when you look at verse 5, that is what Paul says in verse 5 of Ephesians chapter 2. He says, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. And so even when we were stuck in the mud of life, we didn't know it, God was still at work in Jesus Christ to rescue you and I. So the fact is that the Christian life begins with us in the mud. In Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8, but God demonstrated or commended his love to us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So every field, every life has mud holes. And that is why Jesus came to deliver us from the mud of life, for all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3 and verse 23. And so you keep moving. Keep moving in the right direction, even if the ruts of this world try to keep you pinned in. You keep on. Keep on moving. But sometimes you and I have to realize in life that sometimes you gotta hit rock bottom before you move forward. And each one of us, when faced with the possibility of being stuck in the mud, will instinctively try to get out. But sometimes you can get stuck so deep in the mud that all you can do is call for some help. It's difficult. It's difficult for us to ask for help, all because we want to be able to do things our own self. We want to be in control of our situations. But let's face it, if life is dragging, you're dragging bottom in life, there is nothing that you can do but ask for help. Sometimes you got to get to the point God puts us in some situation that all we can do is look up to him and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, help me in this situation. In fact, if we're not for dragging us down, you may never seek the help that you need. And in verse 8 and 9, notice what he says. In Ephesians 2, he says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and then not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Listen, you can get stuck anywhere. Some of us are stuck in church, but not with our vehicles, but in our spirit. We can get stuck at home. We can get stuck at work. We can get stuck in our sports. We can get stuck anywhere. Which brings me to point number two. The second thing is that the longer you leave mud, the harder it is to clean. Understand that. Mud can be fun to play in. And many of us can think back when we was children how we played in the mud. Oh, y'all don't remember that now. Yes, we used to play in the mud. We used to have mud all over us. Mud can be fun, but not to live in. You see, Paul acknowledges this. Look at verse 2 again. Go back to verse 2. Wherein, in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air of the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, and among whom also we all had our conversation in time past. In the, notice what, how he uses, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. See, one of the properties of mud is that it clings to you, it sticks to you. You see, you don't have to go looking for mud. You don't have to go looking for trouble. It comes looking for you. Cleaning it off can take some work. We scrape it. We rub it. We wash it. We pick it. We do everything, you name it, whatever way we can find to remove mud, we have done it, because mud does not come off easily. We were not made for the mud. Let me say that again. We were not made for the mud. Pigs were made for the mud. People are not made for the mud. God made us with a desire to be clean. So if you are wallowing in the mud this evening, you need to get out and allow Jesus to clean you up. But then we understand, as I said earlier, mud gets hard. It does not stay soft. It gets hard. It has the ability to change its property. What are you saying? It's possible to live in the mud of life so long that one can be hardened to the things of God, that it would take a sledgehammer to break that person's heart free. So we need to understand. But then thirdly, the third thing that we need to understand about mud. Mud is a nuisance, but it's necessary. It's a nuisance, but it's necessary. Triumphs are not realized with our trials. How many times in our lives have we prayed for rain when the land was so parched and dry? Now that's back in Texas. We used to pray for rain all the time. But how many times we've done that? But the same prayer also means that the mud will return. And so you can't have much needed rain without the mud. Mud will come. The victories of our lives cannot be fully appreciated without the trials of this life. The rain falls on the just as well as the unjust. The trials of life are necessary because they help us to move forward. And so as I close, at one time or another, almost all of us have been stuck in the mud. But many times when we have been stuck in the mud, a lot of time we had to be helped out. The Christian life begins in the mud. It did for the Ephesians, but I like what verse 4 says. But God. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, make us alive together with Christ. And so tonight, it's not a question this evening of are you muddy? All of us have been in the mud. And some of us are in the mud right now. Mud happens. But listen to this. Will you allow Jesus to get you out of your ruts, the mud in this life, clean you up as many times that it may take? Because listen, some of us have been in the mud and God cleaned us up, and many of us have found ourselves right back in the mud. But thanks be to God that every time we get in the mud, thank God that he's able to clean you up, set your feet on solid ground. So the question this evening, are you stuck in the mud? If you're stuck in the mud, allow Jesus to get you out of the mud, clean you up, and you go on moving forward. If you're here and not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you heard the word, believe to have been true, repent of your sins, confess Christ, and be baptized. If you're here a Christian, not been living as a Christian, maybe you found yourself in the mud, maybe you're just happy in the mud, but don't stay in the mud. Let God clean you up this evening. Come right now as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
All the same. table has been left prepared here for those who are not able to partake of the Lord's Supper this morning. Number 300.